Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. In 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 12 to 18, we read, "As she continued praying before the Lord, Eli observed her mouth. Hannah was speaking in her heart, only her lips moved, and her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli took her to be a drunken woman. And Eli said to her, 'How long will you go on being drunk? Put your wine away from you.' But Hannah answered, 'No, my lord, I am a woman in troubled spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but I have been pouring out my soul before the Lord. Do not regard your servant as worthless woman, for all along I have been speaking out of my great anxiety and vexation.' Then Eli answered, 'Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant your petition that you have made to him.' And she said, 'Let your servant find favor in your eyes.' Then the woman went her way and ate, and her face was no longer sad." This passage seems to illustrate a contrast between two individuals. One appears to be a judgmental religious leader, and the other a broken-hearted God follower. Those who know God, trust God, and have no problem pouring their hearts out to him publicly or privately. Hannah's prayer is discerning, not demanding. She knows God hears her and can change her circumstances and will do what's right. She may not understand God, but she knows and trusts him and counts on him understanding her. On the other hand, Eli does what we often do. Often we judge others through the filter of our own experiences. We see an action and attribute it to the motive that we would have if we were involved in that action. That is why God alone should judge. Eventually, Eli's family slips into irrelevancy, and Hannah's son, Samuel, becomes the nation's spiritual leader. I imagine Hannah was glad she focused on talking with God rather than Eli. A timeless lesson from another godly mom in the Bible. Hannah knew where to go with her concerns, and it wasn't Eli she needed to go to. She needed to go to God. And even though she doesn't understand everything that God does, she knows God and trusts him. And in the end, great things happen for her and the whole nation of Israel because of Samuel. We need more moms like Hannah. I'm Dave Wager, here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. Goodbye for now.